Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, If Only I'd Known How to Outsmart Narcissists, Set Guilt-Free Boundaries, and Create Unshakable Self-Worth as a Self-Help and Psychology Guide by Chelsea Brooke Cole. A licensed psychotherapist known for work on narcissistic abuse and relationship trauma. The book is aimed primarily at people who feel confused, destabilized, or self-doubting after relationships marked by manipulation, blame shifting, emotional volatility, or chronic invalidation. Its purpose is not to offer a clinical manual for diagnosing others, but to help readers recognize patterns that commonly appear in narcissistic dynamics and understand why those patterns can be so psychologically disorienting. Structured as a practical three-part guide, it moves from explaining narcissistic behavior to identifying the effects of abuse to rebuilding boundaries and self-worth. Its genre sits between therapist-informed psychoeducation and recovery-oriented self-help, with an emphasis on clarity, validation, and usable strategies for people trying to regain emotional stability after relational harm. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, narcissistic behavior is explained as a pattern of supply, control, and self-protection. A central contribution of If Only I'd Known is its effort to make narcissistic behavior understandable without reducing it to a simple insult or personality label. Cole presents narcissism through recurring relational patterns, including the search for narcissistic supply, the need to preserve superiority or control, and the tendency to deflect accountability. This framing matters because survivors often remain stuck trying to interpret harmful behavior as ordinary conflict, miscommunication, or temporary stress. By explaining why a narcissistic person may alternate charm, criticism, withdrawal, and blame, the book helps readers see consistency beneath what initially feels chaotic. The focus is practical rather than diagnostic. Readers are encouraged to notice behavior patterns and their effects rather than prove a formal disorder. This distinction is important because many abusive dynamics occur in everyday relationships where no diagnosis is available. The book, therefore, uses psychological concepts as tools for interpretation, helping readers understand why standard communication strategies often fail when the other person is invested in dominance, image management, or emotional extraction rather than mutual repair. Secondly, the book treats confusion and hypervigilance as predictable effects of narcissistic abuse. Cole gives substantial attention to the mental state that often follows narcissistic abuse: confusion, overthinking, emotional scanning, and chronic self-questioning. Rather than portraying these reactions as personal weakness, the book links them to repeated exposure to inconsistent affection, denial, blame-shifting, and gaslighting. This is a useful recovery framework because victims frequently arrive at self-help material, believing the main problem is their own sensitivity or inability to communicate. By naming the psychological impact of manipulative dynamics, the book reframes rumination as a nervous system response to unpredictability and threat. The reader is invited to examine why they may rehearse conversations, search for the perfect wording, or feel responsible for preventing another person's anger. This analysis also clarifies why leaving or setting limits can feel irrationally difficult even when harm is obvious. The value of this topic lies in connecting external behavior to internal symptoms. It helps readers distinguish between ordinary relational anxiety and the specific disorientation produced by ongoing invalidation and control. Thirdly, trauma bonding is presented as a mechanism that keeps survivors attached to harm. One of the book's important recovery themes is trauma bonding, the attachment that can form when affection, fear, hope, and pain are repeatedly mixed. Cole's treatment of this concept helps explain why survivors may miss, defend, or return to someone who has harmed them. This is a crucial distinction because outsiders often interpret the survivor's attachment as poor judgment, while survivors themselves may interpret it as proof of love or unfinished business. The book instead presents the bond as a psychological and emotional consequence of intermittent reinforcement, conflict cycles, and the desire to recover the idealized version of the relationship. Understanding trauma bonding reduces shame because it shows that attachment can persist even when trust and safety have been damaged. It also gives practical direction to recovery healing, requires more than intellectual awareness of abuse. The survivor must also address cravings for contact, hope for change, fear of abandonment, and the body's learned responses to relational intensity. In this way, the book treats detachment as a process rather than a single decision. Fourthly, guilt-free boundaries are framed as protection rather than punishment. The boundary work in If Only I'd Known is notable because it directly addresses the guilt that often appears when survivors try to protect themselves. In narcissistic dynamics, boundaries are frequently recast as selfishness, cruelty, disloyalty, or overreaction. Cole's approach counters this by defining boundaries as limits on access, behavior, and emotional responsibility, not as attempts to control or punish another person. this reframing is practically important because many survivors have been trained to prioritize the other person's comfort over their own safety. The book emphasizes that a boundary is only meaningful when paired with action, such as changing the level of contact, refusing circular arguments, or declining responsibility for another person's emotional escalation. It also recognizes that guilt may persist even when the boundary is healthy. The goal is not to wait until setting limits feels easy, but to learn to tolerate discomfort without abandoning self-protection. This makes the boundary guidance more realistic than advice that simply tells readers to be assertive without explaining why assertiveness may feel threatening after abuse. Lastly, self-worth is rebuilt by separating identity from the abuser's distorted feedback. The book's final emphasis on unshakable self-worth addresses the deeper injury caused by narcissistic relationships, the gradual replacement of self-trust with the abusers. Evaluations. Cole frames recovery as more than recognizing toxic behavior. It also requires rebuilding an internal reference point. Survivors may have learned to measure their value through approval, calmness in the relationship, or their ability to avoid criticism. The book challenges that pattern by helping readers distinguish who they are from what they were repeatedly told or made to feel. This focus is significant because narcissistic abuse often attacks perception and identity at the same time. A person may leave the relationship yet continue carrying the belief that they are too difficult, too sensitive, or never enough. By connecting self-worth to post-traumatic growth, the book presents healing as a process of restoring agency, emotional discernment, and relational standards. Its practical implication is that future safety depends not only on spotting narcissists, but also on trusting one's own needs, limits, and perceptions again. In conclusion, If Only I'd Known is best suited for readers who suspect they have experienced narcissistic abuse in a romantic, family, social, or workplace relationship and want a therapist-informed explanation of what happened. It may also help people who are already out of such relationships but remain troubled by guilt, rumination, trauma bonding, or weakened self-worth. The practical benefit is that it organizes a confusing emotional experience into recognizable patterns: narcissistic supply, manipulation, trauma responses, boundary collapse, and self-reconstruction. The intellectual benefit is a clearer distinction between ordinary relationship conflict and dynamics where accountability, empathy, and mutual repair are repeatedly undermined. Compared with many books in the narcissistic abuse category, it stands out for combining accessible psychoeducation with a recovery sequence that moves from recognition to healing to boundary setting. It does not appear designed as an academic study of personality disorders or as a substitute for therapy, but as a survivor-oriented guide grounded in clinical language and practical application. Its strongest differentiator is the balance between validation and structure. Rather than only warning readers about narcissists, it explains why the relationship became confusing, why detachment can be difficult, and how rebuilding self-worth must accompany any strategy for protection. If you would like to support Chelsea Brooke Cole, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.